Oh yeah, it's time for the No Punks Podcast. Hold on to your tits, grab your nips and a seat. It's time to get real with your hosts, Nigel Beck and Aaron Booth.
Wasaguchi.
Hello.
Man, all
come
the hype.
Come in with that low energy. What's up, bro?
All the hype. What happened?
Oh, I drank my Monster way before you did.
Yeah, you did. I haven't even opened
my yet. We sat here and talked about politics for like 2 fucking hours.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's almost 8 o'clock.
Yeah, real upset about that hat you wore, but it's okay. It's not what this podcast is for.
Did you have a good 4th?
I did have a good 4th. I celebrated freedom.
That's good.
I enjoyed it. Watched a bunch of fireworks.
That's good.
Had hot dogs. Of course, it's 4th of July.
Of course. But did you like my video?
Oh, where you mean you had your little dick grabbers out? No, I'm good. I'm good, bro.
You didn't like it?
Hell no. You couldn't even control the fish. That thing was flopping around like it was fucking SpongeBob. What are
Until
you doing?
Until I got it.
Dude, just grab it with your hands.
Then I got it.
Just grab it with your hands.
I did eventually. I had to do one fish that
isn't
way.
Isn't it so satisfying to just grab a fish like you just own that fucking thing and then you bash it against a rock and then it's over, bro?
No, I didn't do any of that.
Dude, I didn't do any of that. Murdering fish is almost as good of a feeling as murdering children.
You would know?
Yeah. Of course I would know.
Both. Instances.
All right, realistically, right now, say you walked into a kindergarten class. How many kindergartners do you think you could kill before they overtook you?
They overtook me?
Yeah, before they could, like, beat you to death. All you have is your hands. Yeah, all you have is your hands. I think I'm getting through 30, 40, easy. Rookie numbers, easy.
No weapons,
just your hands.
I'm going to be honest, I wouldn't put a number on it.
Interesting. I mean, I would get tired eventually.
Mm-mm. It's my life or theirs?
Yeah.
That's sad. I shouldn't have said that, but no number for me. Thanks.
Roxanne's really fucking offended by that.
She didn't like that. She's next. Are you about to go
do you
in
know
there?
Why, and... Do you know why she doesn't have a like human brother or sister? It's because it fucking took care of it.
Oh, well. That's what you got to do, man.
Some people
I guess.
Go seal clubbing. I go child clubbing.
Seal clubbing.
Same thing, bro.
Kind of. Maybe. Not really.
So I think we're going to talk about the important thing here. Patrick Mahomes signed a fat contract.
Boy.
He's making almost as much money as my wife. This is fucking crazy. He didn't even have a doctorate,
boy,
bro.
Got paid.
Dude.
Paid.
If you told me that this Kermit the Frog talking fucker from Texas Tech, when he got drafted, would be the highest paid sports player of all time.
Paid.
I would not have believed you.
It's incredible. I mean, he deserves it. I'm going to say that. He deserves it, though.
We agree he's the face in the NFL currently?
Yes, 100%.
He's the first player to win a Super Bowl and an MVP before he turned 25. And now he gets a 10-year extension. It's incredible.
So he's going to be, what, 30? So he got a 10-year extension.
He'll,
so
be,
he's
he'll
36?
Be retired.
Six?
Yeah. The Kansas City Chiefs
done?
Have him forever, yeah.
I think he can sign one more, though. Oh, you don't think they're going to restructure it at least once, though?
I bet it depends mostly on what the team looks like down the road.
Yeah.
Especially with Andy Reid, because he's 62 currently. I bet you...
He's got like 3 more years left.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a big 62-year-old, too.
That's what I'm saying.
So what are the chances like that he has a medical emergency? Like, I think that the reason why they work so well together is because he's the greatest quarterback we've seen in a generation.
Yeah.
And when he has an incredibly good offensive coach. Like, they're so good, they don't even need to play defense. We saw that last year. They were like, hey, we don't even have to try to stop the run. He's just going to throw the ball more than, you know what I mean?
Out the window. That's what people were talking about Tampa's defense. This is what made me laugh was Tampa. People were talking about, well, Tampa's defense got better. You know, it could be Brady versus Mahomes in the Super Bowl. I'm thinking.
I'm still on Mahomes. Yeah. Let it
be. No, it doesn't matter. You're not going to outscore him.
No, I agree.
That's the problem. You're not going to outscore him. He already proved that with San Francisco, who had an incredible defense, good offense.
What makes me disgusted? Yeah, what makes me disgusted? And I want to be very clear here. I think Lamar Jackson is incredible.
Yeah,
I think he's an even better fantasy quarterback. This dude hasn't won a playoff game. Don't put them on the same tier. It's not the same.
I feel you.
Like, I'm not saying that Lamar Jackson can't be great. I'm not saying that his legacy has anything to do with Patrick Mahomes. But Patrick Mahomes is on a trajectory right now that's super high. But here's the interesting thing. If you look at the over-under bets for career, do you want to know how many more Super Bowls they think he's going to win?
Than Lamar Jackson?
No. Just in the rest of his contracts.
Like what he's signed for. Talking about Patty?
Patty, over the next, like, I think it's 12 years.
Okay.
1.5.
They think he's only going to win 1.5 more?
They think he's only going to win between 1 and 2 more.
Oh.
That's the over-under right now. Do you think he wins more than one more?
Yes.
It's so random. That's the hard thing. That's the thing I don't understand. I think
I didn't say he'd win it with the Chiefs.
Based on talent.
But I think he'll win another.
I think he'll win 2. I think so. But my fear is, I mean, how great was Tom Brady? And look how much luck he had to get in. Fucking, here's also the thing too, though. How many did Peyton Manning win?
2.
Okay. How many? 2. How many did Eli Manning win? Look at the difference in their abilities.
Is it 2 or is it 3?
2.
Yeah, 2.
Okay. But that's the thing. It's like, one is considered one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and the other is considered Eli Manning. Like, who gives a fuck?
I know, it's so crazy that he's considered such a lower tier than Peyton.
But he has the same amount of Super Bowl wins.
Yeah, 2 Super Bowls, yeah.
That's what's interesting. But that's the thing, too, though. It's like, it takes a lot of luck, but if I had to go just based on skill, I think Mahomes wins 5, if I'm being real with you. He's so good.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How can you only give him 1?
Yeah.
1 more? But that's the thing, though, is I'm in the next 12 years?
Maybe I'm bad at football because I saw that number and I was like, slammed the over button. I was like, I'll bet my life savings he wins more.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with you. I would take that.
So we should make the bet.
How much money are you thinking?
I don't know. That's the hard part.
Your life savings might be more than mine.
No, I'm just...
Or your wife's life savings might be more than mine.
Yeah,
thank you.
I was like, I mean, I have money put away somewhere, but it's has to be accessed by her. It's in a dirty cum sock
somewhere.
Dude, no, I don't have those.
You don't have those?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have rags, bro. I don't use socks. Sorry. I have some class. Are you shitting me? I'm just a jacket and a sock.
Are they like the nice fancy like checkered dish towels?
I'll have you know. Is that what they are? I have Bomba socks.
Okay.
Okay, I see what you're saying, Josh, about people like Kelsey.
You can cut all that extra silence out, right?
Okay. Yeah, so Tyreek and Kelsey getting hurt. I don't think it matters. Look at what he did with Mecole Hardman.
Well, I would say hurt or leave, either way. That's what I'm saying. I feel like Mahomes and Brady are very similar in the fact that they can put a team on their back.
Yes.
And carry.
Well, and I think, too, because of the type of offense that they run, it's a traditional spread.
Yeah.
And they throw the ball more than they run the ball. The whole point of the spread is to spread them out both horizontally and vertically at the same time.
Yeah.
So as long as you have multiple guys in running routes, the chances are you're going to have one guy beat coverage at one point.
Yeah.
So you don't even need incredible athletes. It's not like the old days where you have 2 tight ends, 2 running backs, and 1 wide receiver who has to beat coverage in order to get a ball thrown. Now it's like, we've got 5 guys running routes. Somebody's going to be open somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think he's smart enough and also talented enough not just to scramble and create more time if he needs it, but also find the opening in the zone. So I think his personnel matters so much.
I'm going to go with what you said, though, like last year. Like he had who?
Mecole
Hardman. And who was the other one?
Pringle. Byron Pringle.
No, not the one I'm talking about.
That was the other big fantasy guy that was
Byron Pringle?
Whoever, yeah.
Did you just pull him out of your ass?
Dude, I just feel like I know this stuff better than you do.
Byron Pringle.
Yeah, you want to suck my nuts when I get this right?
Yeah, I mean... He's not the second I was talking about, though. There was Mecole Hardman.
DeMarcus Robinson?
Robinson was the other one that scored a ton of points.
Yeah, not all 3 Pringle. Of these guys did. Yes.
No, he wasn't in the tier of Hardman and Robinson. We're done on football
reason,
now, right?
The reason okay, no, the reason oh. that I brought up Byron Pringle is in a 3-game stretch, he had 64 points.
Okay, but I'm talking a 16-game stretch.
No. So technically, DeMarcus Robinson scored 3 more points total in 16 games than he did.
There you go. I was correct, number 2.
And then Sammy Watkins, then Mecole Hardman, then Tyreek Hill.
What? Tyreek Hill last year?
No, that's what he's slated at this year in the ADP.
Oh, sure. You're not even looking at this past year.
I did on the point spread from last year. They have a 2019 point spread.
Okay.
So, in 2019, Mecole Hardman was number 1, right?
And then
it was DeMarcus Robinson, Sammy Watkins, Byron Pringle.
So, Pringle was 4.
But the difference between Pringle and DeMarcus Robinson was 4. 3 total points.
Right? 2 positions.
Yeah, but 3 second total to points. 4th. And then Sammy Watkins only scored 1 more point.
2nd to 4th.
In that offense, though, that's not saying anything.
1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, we're good. Are we doing football now?
Yeah, I guess, if that's what you're just excited to hear the story.
I want to hear the story.
Okay. Of course, this is all I bring to the fucking podcast.
Well,
now.
We got some good would you rathers after this.
Right, so my wife and I...
Well, hold on.
Okay. Let me yeah, you're going to need a drink for this.
I'm going to need something. Okay.
I want to preface this with saying my wife and I really like Starbucks. We've tried this new thing. I've tried this new drink called a pink drink.
Oh, yeah. No, I've had
Listen,
one.
Listen, it looks like a bitch drink. Delicious. I love it.
It's not coffee related at all.
No, but it has caffeine in it.
Yeah.
So my thought is I love coffee anyway.
Not me.
But coffee in the middle of the afternoon gets me too fucking hype. And I want something that's going to quench my thirst.
Smashing stuff.
Well, and I want some fucking, like, something to quench my thirst. Coffee doesn't quench my thirst. So we tried this drink. Loved it.
Okay.
Yesterday, my wife goes to work. I did a bunch of little shit around the house, a bunch of projects, just trying to keep my day busy because I'm not fucking employed.
House husband.
Gotcha. Yeah, fucking great attitude, by the way.
I know you are.
Worked my tits off. So we were talking earlier in the day. I'm like, hey, I went to the gym. I went to Home Depot. I went, got all the shit for the dogs, took care of dogs, did all the shit, cleaned up, swept some shit, fixed some shit, spent my whole day working.
Went to Starbucks?
No.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I got lunch, came home, I ate lunch, and I was like, damn, I'm really craving one of those pink drinks. And I told my wife that, and she goes, who knows, maybe on the way home, I'll pick one up for you. And I was like,
okay.
Damn, she treated me real good.
Okay.
Maybe. She said, maybe I'll bring one home. I was like, cool, cool, cool. Couple hours go by.
Okay.
Still doing stuff around the house.
Gotcha.
She calls me. I'm in a bad mood at this point. Dogs have pissed me off. They're doing all kinds of wild shit. They've just decided to just like, you know what? We've been good for a few weeks. Let me just go ahead and just take a piss right here on the edge of the couch. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? So I'm mad.
It's not that you went 0 for 24 in Call of Duty.
Oh, dude, that doesn't bother me at all. Okay, and it was more like 0 and 36. Okay. It doesn't, let's be real here.
I'm just double checking. So, like,
I take the dog out. I'm already frustrated. My wife calls me. She just got off work. Usually she calls me on the way and we talk all the way on the way home. Mm-hmm. I'm in a bad mood. She calls me and I'm like, what? Mm. I have kind of a little spat. She's like, oh, if you're just going to have a fucking attitude, like, I don't want to talk to you. I'm like, okay. So I was like, well, fuck. I don't know how long it takes her to get home. I'm going to check her location really quick because I got to cook dinner. I want to time it kind of good. So I was like, I'm making steak for dinner.
She's spying.
Right. Yeah. So I look at her location. Mm-hmm. So she's at Starbucks. And I'm like, this bitch get me a drink because she knows I'm in a bad mood. I fucking love this woman.
I can't wait for the end of this story.
So I'm fucking stoked. I'm cooking dinner. I got steak going. I got fucking rice going. I got a sweet potato roll and I got all this shit hot and ready. Slam it on the plates. It's served perfectly. Mm-hmm. Set it on the table, got my fucking fork, knife, napkin, everything going great. Both set up, she walks in the door. One drink.
Oh, yeah.
Not for me. Not for me at all, bro. And I'm like, okay, that's interesting. I was like, I didn't put together immediately that she only had one drink. I thought maybe she set it down, did whatever. So I finished getting everything ready. She's kind of quiet. And I look around, I'm like, did you go to Starbucks? And she goes, yep. And I was like, cool. Looked around, looked in the room, looked in the back, looked in the deal. And I sat down to dinner, and I'm looking over, and I'm just looking at her, and I was like, what'd you get at Starbucks? She goes, no, I just got a drink. And I was like, so you stopped at Starbucks? And she was like, yeah, I keep bringing it up. And I'm just like, so you stopped at Starbucks? And she's like, yeah. And she was like, I was mad at you. So I said, fuck it, I'm going to treat myself. Mm. And I was like, yourself? And she goes, yeah. And I was like, you didn't get me a drink? She goes, fuck you, no. And I pulled up the conversation that she totally forgot about. And I was like, I checked your location because I wanted to know how much longer I had to make dinner, like if I could time it right. And I thought you were at Starbucks. So, because I called her on her way back from home too. Mm-hmm. Because I was no longer going to be, I was like, she's going to be nice to me. So I was nice to her on the phone the whole way back home. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm sorry. Like, I was in a bad mood. It's not your fault. The whole spiel. Mm-hmm. She comes in. I'm like mad as fuck while I'm eating. Like I'm doing my best not to lose my shit.
Chewing angry, just.
And I look up at her and I was like, I legitimately thought you went to Starbucks for me to get me a drink. And she was like, no, I was mad at you. Why would I do that? And I showed her the text message and I was like, because you said you would. And she goes, I'm a really bad person. I was like, yeah, fuck you. I was so mad. I was so mad. She goes, and then obviously she's upset. She's like, I'm not going to eat. And I was like, bitch, I made the food. You fucking eat too. I was like, I'm just cutting that shit hard as fuck. I'm so mad, dude. Yeah. So heated. I did get a pink drink today, though, so I'm feeling all right.
You did get one?
Yeah, that's definitely good. Got one
today. So you didn't get one that day, though?
No, I didn't get one yesterday. Oh, yesterday was a fucking nightmare. I was so mad. And you want to know what makes it fucking worse? On the way here, on the way before every podcast.
Yeah.
You ask me, hey, bud, I'm stopping. You want a Monster?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
My wife that I live with.
Yeah.
Nah. Hard pass, bro. Because we got into one itty bitty little spat. Itty bitty little spat. Not even like fought with each other. Just went meh meh meh. And then she's like, fuck you. I'm getting Starbucks for myself and you can suck it.
But who got you a Monster though?
You did.
That's right.
Oh, Josh did apparently.
Technically Josh did, because I pushed it off to the producer. He gets to do that stuff.
Oh. So what do?
I just show up.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. I'm not always here. I mean, I'm not all mentally here, but I'm here. I'm here. I'm here physically, all right?
You were so mad. You signed off at the last podcast. And you were like, since my fucking co-host won't do it, like, isn't helping me. And I was like, where were you the last 8 episodes?
Yeah, yeah. You were pissed about it.
You were pissed about it. I didn't appreciate the call out. I was like, I don't do one thing. And you're just like, fuck this guy.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
All right.
That's exactly what happened.
So I think it's time we're going to do the two segments. We've got a new segment we're introducing today.
Yeah, that one's going to be fun.
Are you ready for it?
Well, let's do the first one that we've done before. So
the would you rather.
Yes.
So today's would you rather question. Oh, we sucking it in? Yeah, we got to suck it in for the video. Okay, so today's would you rather question. Would you rather have a pause button or a rewind button for life?
To me, this one's easy for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you.
I already know what I'm choosing, so yeah.
I would definitely choose rewind.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, 100%.
Pause doesn't do me any good. Mm-mm. But I'm constantly...
I'm not going to... Even if I'm angry and I pause it, I'm not going to calm down enough because I'm not going to get out what I need to like get out. Even if it's like everyone's paused, I'm just here just like... Blah, 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 you know, just like going off and no one can hear me. Mm-hmm. That doesn't do it for me. It doesn't do it for me.
The rewind for me is mostly about because I constantly have these situations that'll come up and I'll like have a thought that I want to go with.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if I say that, I can't take it back. But now I can.
I'll be real honest. I listen to these podcasts sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And you wish you had a rewind button?
And I'm thinking, that would have been a perfect time to say that.
Yeah.
Where was I at?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't there.
So mine's
not
more
mentally,
like...
Not mentally, I guess. Physically.
Like... Funny situations will come up, like your neighbor will be like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, hey, fuck your mouth, bro. And then they're like, hey, and then you just see their response, and you rewind it, and then you say what you're really going to say.
Back and just,
yeah, but you can do that for everything, you know what I mean?
This is true.
Like, someone walks in front of you, and instead of like, oh, excuse me, you just kick their fucking dog, you know what I mean?
What if you have 2 per day?
Ooh.
Does that change it? You have unlimited pauses, but you have 2 rewinds
per day. Still take the rewinds.
Okay. 1 rewind.
Still take the rewind.
A week.
Still.
Really?
Yeah, because it would be that humorous for me. I'm all about what's funny. Pausing it doesn't make it funny. You know what I mean?
What if you could pause it and get, like, everything done? Okay, like, she goes to work. You pause the day,
mm-hmm.
get everything done, and you can literally play Xbox all day long.
Yeah, what do you think I do?
You just said you do stuff, though.
Yeah, that one day.
Just that one day.
I work really hard one day. Sometimes I do some laundry, but I don't have to stand there and watch it in the fucking washer.
Yeah, but what if, okay, so just save, you know, 15, 20 minutes.
Everyone who ever says that being a single mom is the hardest thing in the world or being a stay-at-home mom is the hardest thing in the world, I do everything except for the kid part of it.
I say, they're saying mom.
I'm bored as fuck.
Yeah, no.
So even if you throw a kid in there, dude, how many though? I'm going to need at least 3 of them if you're going to take up all that time. Because listen, I believe in sleeper holds.
Well, that I don't even know what to say to you.
It's like, hey, you're going to take a nap, buddy. He goes, I'm not even tired.
You're
going
to cut off your child's oxygen to his brain?
Yeah.
How many times a day?
As many as I need.
Okay.
He's like, hey, bud, I'm in the middle of a Call of Duty game, so if you could just get right here for me and good night, lay him over. Hey, what happened to night, lay him over.
So when he's in 9th grade and he has a touch of the downs, you're just going to be like, oh, I don't know what happened.
No.
You're going to know what happened?
Yeah.
You're just going to be like, oh, I did that.
I'm going to be aware of it, yeah.
I did that. It's all good.
And when he goes, that one might not like the other kids, I'll be like, it's because you wouldn't shut the fuck up when you were 3, buddy. You had all these questions, like, why? So now your eyes are a little almond shape. Now you wear a bib when you eat. Now you're in 12th grade with a fucking diaper. It's your fault. You should have shut the fuck up. I told you. You just didn't listen good. That's why I'm not a parent.
That is why you're not a parent.
Yeah.
Almond-shaped eyes. I hate you, dude.
Why?
Oh my goodness.
Question. So you know how like dogs were like bred down from wolves?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when you wanted a little dog, you would take like the stumpy leg wolf and you'd breed it with another stumpy leg wolf and it makes a smaller dog and you just keep doing it and breeding them down and breeding them down and breeding them down.
I guess that's how it worked, yeah.
So what if you took two mentally deficient people that were really strong and you bred them?
Like physically strong?
Yeah, because you heard of retard strength. And you just kept breeding them and breeding them and breeding them and breeding them and breeding them, and breeding them until you made Dwayne the Rock Johnson. It caught you off guard.
What?
Because
did they eventually become smart or normal?
I don't know. I'm trying to trace back my own lineage because I think this may have happened to me. Because I am incredibly strong, but I have short limbs, and it's really upsetting. And also, my eyes are kind of almond shaped. But I can spell a little bit. I can spell good just sometimes.
Sometimes
I spell good all right. Sometimes I can sign my name and shit pretty okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean,
you don't think?
I don't know that it works that way.
I don't know either. I think it's unethical to breed people.
No, probably not.
Though there is a whole porn industry about breeding people, so I don't know.
Porn industry?
Yeah.
About breeding people?
Is it not just a whole bunch of videos of people breeding selectively? It's only hot people banging each other.
Not always.
I don't know what porn you're watching, bud. I'm watching hot people. I'm sorry. Not watching fucking midgets and fat chicks and stuff anymore. Hey.
Anymore.
So.
Oh, man.
You ready for the next one?
I think so.
So the new segment is called Deal Breakers.
I don't know if I'm ready for this. I don't know if I can give you one back yet.
I was going to say, I'll do round one.
Okay.
And you're going to have to do round two. So Deal Breakers is, you're not married, so we can't use that excuse, but you're on your first date with a girl. This is all first dates. She's a 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
She has her own job. She has her own place. So she's literally the perfect person for you.
Okay.
However, there's one thing, and it's the thing that we're going to bring up, and you have to decide whether or not that's a deal breaker.
Okay.
10 out of 10. Perfect girl. Every time you go out to dinner, while she's waiting, like it's like, oh, it'll be 10 minutes. You get seated. You guys sit down in the restaurant. She grabs her foot and starts manually with her mouth clipping her toenails in public. Oh. Only in public.
Only in public?
Yeah. Deal breaker.
Never does it in private.
No. Like, so you can't, like, oh, we'll wait in the car because I know she's about to chew her fucking toenails.
You can't do that?
Anytime she's in a waiting room, she's chewing her toenails.
She's chewing.
So when she goes to the doctor's office, she's chewing her toenails.
Oh, she can go to that alone.
Yeah, dinner.
Ah, I like to cook.
You're just going to keep her inside forever. You're like, absolutely no waiting. She goes, I want to go to Disney World. You're like, the fuck you do? You're not standing in any lines.
Disney World, that might be considered okay, actually, to be honest.
It's okay that she's chewing her toenails in the middle of
I mean, Disney World's Disney World, so there's all kinds of people.
Oh, don't they have the disabilities line where you go faster? I bet she does that long enough. She definitely gets you to the front real quick.
Yeah. Like, do you see her? Can we please go? Maybe. Deal breaker?
I'd fuck her up and get her some biotin. I think that's the thing you take that thickens up your nails, like thickens, makes them thick. So she's out there like really getting them beaver.
She's gonna have horse teeth.
Yeah.
By the time it's all said.
Yeah.
Hey, as long as it's a full set of teeth, I mean, I don't know if that's a deal breaker for me.
Doctor goes, man, it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. She got athlete's foot of the mouth. I've never seen that before. So is it a deal breaker?
I think I could work my way around it. Okay. So I would probably say, nah, I just changed my mind. I don't really like feet.
I hate feet.
No, that's a deal breaker.
All right.
That's a good come up one, with though. Them. You want me to come up with one now?
Yeah, I've got another one, too, already.
Yeah, let me hear your other one real quick.
Okay, perfect 10 out of 10, obviously, the whole same scenario before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Every time she farts in a mason jar, closes it up, seals it tight, and then puts a masking tape and names the fart.
Names
like this one's Mark, and then puts it on the fucking shelf, and you open it up and you realize she has like two pantries full of named farts.
What'd she do with them?
She just keeps them like babies, like a little collection, like Pokemon cards, but like giant, and they're farts.
So she never gets rid of them.
Ever. No, ever, 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 ever.
So you will.
She has like a storage unit full of this shit by the end of her life. And you've got to pay monthly rent on. And when you move, that storage unit comes with you guys. You got to move it too. Like a whole shed full of just fart.
Or if we just eventually had a big enough house, we could just like build a basement type
thing. Imagine having to explain that to people.
No, just build like a secret basement that no one could get
into. Yeah, but like they're like, oh, the HVAC's backed up, and they come in the room full of mason jars with names on it. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here, bro? This is Marcus Jr.
It's spirits. Spirits in the mason jar.
Oh. Deal breaker? It's a deal breaker to me just because I'm not paying for fucking that many mason jars.
Yeah, I guess I could see that.
If she farts like I fart, we're fucked.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to fucking... That's like 10, 15 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a job, so Jesus.
Yeah.
I feel like you're into it a little bit.
No, not necessarily. I just think there's a way around because she's not doing it if people are around, though.
Every fart, bro.
And no matter where you're at.
No matter where you're at. So when she goes, I have to fart, she pulls a mason jar out and farts in the jar.
Okay.
She's not holding it.
Deal breaker.
So, like, if she has to poop, she's like, pooping. Oh, this one's going to be a fart. She, like, twists it to the side real quick, hits it in that jar, closes it.
Hits it in the jar?
Yeah.
Slams it in the corner pocket right there? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess deal breaker for me. Okay. I don't like that.
It's your turn. You've had time. Come on. Okay, with a deal breaker. I've had time.
Perfect 10 out of 10. All the same stuff applies. But she's a vegan.
Do I have to be vegan?
Mm-mm.
I'm cool with it. Because all that means I get to eat whatever I want. And it's now her burden to figure out how to eat around me. Vice versa.
But is it?
Yeah. I don't mind. Like, I've had some vegan food before. But I don't go out of my way for it, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I went to Josh's house and he goes, I made dinner. It's vegan friendly. I'm not going to be like, man, fuck off. Where's the chicken? I'm not that guy.
Okay.
But also, like, when I go to KFC and she's like, I don't know if there's anything vegan here. And I was like, eat mashed potatoes, bitch. I don't care. I'm getting chicken.
Like, but like, she probably can't eat the mashed potatoes.
My world. But it's my world. Oh, yeah, there's milk in it. I guess she could just eat some corn. I don't know what vegans eat. You can graze outside at the parking lot while
I guess that's true.
Eat grass blades. I don't know. Not my problem.
Okay, 10 out of 10. This is kind of a two-part scenario here.
Okay.
Your girl loves cereal.
Mm-hmm.
So she eats it every morning for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
No problem, right?
Okay.
The only way that she can eat her cereal, though,
mm-hmm.
is with fresh cow's milk.
Yeah.
That you have to squeeze.
That I have to squeeze?
You have to squeeze it.
Nah, I'm good.
Just like that?
Listen, I don't mind.
I mean, it really isn't that hard of a job, I don't think.
If I have to fresh squeeze it every time, yeah, it's a
every
problem.
Every time?
Yeah, it's a problem. Okay, now, if I could go once a month and squeeze a fuckload of it out waiting for me, that's cool.
How about a week? You can get like a little bottle, like a little like milkman's bottle,
mm-hmm.
and you can squeeze it into that, and it lasts a week.
I would do it. Milking a cow isn't that hard. Getting a cow is kind of a pain in the ass. Taking care of a cow is a pain in the ass. But, like, milking a cow really isn't that hard.
You don't necessarily have to own one. You just have to know where one is close
by. Oh, I'm just going to sneak by. I'm just going to sneak up to this dude and be like, hey, I'm just going to touch your cow's genitals.
Go ahead and grab a couple squirts, and then we're going to be on our way.
Jesus.
So, you're good on that one?
Grab a couple squirts. Is this fucking Josh's house on a Sunday night? What do you mean? Yeah, that's a throwback joke to episodes 1, 2, and 3. You fucking forgot. Haven't listened to it.
So
Season 1's off to a blast.
Not a deal breaker, though.
Nah, I can figure that out.
Okay.
I can work with that. 10 out of 10, bro? We've all done crazier for less.
That's probably true.
Yeah. 10 out of 10.
Oh, another one?
Yeah, this is the last one. Okay. 10 out of 10. Perfect girl.
Okay.
Evan's great. You know how cats lick themselves to clean themselves?
Ooh.
She licks her cat to clean it. Like she's like, cleaning her cat. I feel bad because that's the same sound I used to make fun of the Down syndrome kids. I was definitely just doing a cat lick, not a fucking Down syndrome kid there.
Okay.
Yeah. Just tongue out, just licking her cat. Just
okay.
To bathe it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the question for me at this point
is... Just in the house. She's not like taking it outside, like showing everybody. Just,
well, I would hope
not. Like if your parents came over, like, hey, what are you guys doing? She's like licking the cat. Yeah,
like that kind of stuff.
Deep throating the cat? I don't think so. Well, I mean, just licking it. Damn. It
depends on how big the lips are.
Damn, right? Bro.
We can keep going. So I guess the biggest question for me is,
mm-hmm.
do you ever have to do that?
No. It's just something she does.
I mean, not the, for cleaning purposes, but for pleasure purposes. Do you have to do any of that?
Do you have to lick the cat?
Yeah.
No, I mean her cat, but not like the actual cat.
Huh?
Her vagina. You have to lick her vagina.
Yeah. Yeah. For, so for pleasure purposes, you have to? If that's what she wants.
So the animal cat, you're not putting your tongue on the animal.
What?
You don't have to lick the animal.
The animal?
Yeah.
Wait. You're talking about her licking an actual cat?
Bro! What the fuck do you think? You were like, this is normal. Why is this weird? Yeah, dude. So an actual cat licks itself to like bathe throughout the day.
So she's licking the cat?
She's licking the cat, her pet.
Oh.
Oh my God.
I was you are so a downsy far boy. Off.
Jesus.
I, the way you said it and described it did not well, it sounds mean like a that pet way.
Cat. Josh wasn't no, confused at all.
I was.
Yeah,
I'm
I
sorry.
Can tell.
Okay.
Holy shit, dude.
So her licking a cat?
Listen, if she could be become a fucking demon and lick her own cat, that's
fucking
impressive.
That's what I thought you were saying.
It breaks her spine? Like, what the fuck?
That's
no.
what I thought you were saying.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Just a regular, you know, meow cat.
Just a normal house cat.
Yeah.
You should have said house cat.
Dog food, yeah.
You should have said house cat.
Though. House cat. I'm sorry, I didn't know you guys just walked around calling vaginas cats. That's
well,
my bad.
The way you said it.
Is that what you call
it? No, but the way you said it and looked at me when you said it, I thought you had a crazy look in your eyes. I thought you're talking about
raping you? No.
That not again. Too. So a regular house cat. So does she cough up fur balls?
Ugh, I don't know, I didn't think that far ahead, probably not.
So no fur balls.
No fur balls.
So she probably has hair in her mouth
all
area
the time. Yeah.
All the time. Yeah, no, I'm good. I'll pass.
Okay. Well, that's it.
You?
Oh, fuck no. I'm going to deal with that. I'm not even going to date a girl who has a cat.
Okay, let's reverse this to where I thought it was at.
Oh, she licks her own cat?
Yeah.
No.
No?
Because then that negates anything I can provide for her.
No, she's not doing it for pleasure. She's doing it for cleaning. She's doing it for cleaning. That's why I asked the pleasure question.
Oh.
If she's doing it for cleaning and you don't
Dude,
have to...
that's not how you clean it anyway. No, I wouldn't do it because it's not clean if that's what she's doing to clean
but
it.
But what I'm saying is you don't have to for pleasure.
Yeah, no, that's a deal breaker then.
Even if you don't have to do it for pleasure?
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Yeah, no.
She just does it to
no,
clean
no, no, I enjoy
and then
that.
You
no,
can...
Yeah, no. I don't want anything to do with that.
That's not a deal breaker for me.
I'm sure it's not. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but
I don't
know. That's you made it really weird for me. I don't like it.
I didn't know what you're talking about.
Like it, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I feel like you changed it halfway through.
I didn't.
Through. I feel like you did.
Josh was never confused. He's the producer. He's not even paying attention half the time and knew what the fuck
He's
I was talking about.
He's wearing a stolen OBU sweatshirt. I don't trust anything
hey, listen,
he has
if,
to say.
If
on
you're
going
to steal from anywhere, Oklahoma Baptist University is the place to steal from.
Is that right?
Hey, I got a fucking Baptist joke for you.
This thing is extra small.
I got a Baptist joke for you. Why do you always take two Baptists when you go fishing? Because if you take one, he'll drink all your beer. But if you take two, they'll both just tell on each other, so you'll be the only one drinking beer.
Mm.
You know who told me that? A pastor.
Really?
A non-Baptist pastor.
Was he an LFA pastor?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they like to just drop the hammer on each other when they can.
I know.
It's okay, though. Is that it?
That's it. That's all I have to talk about.
You gonna sign off of me this time?
I mean, aren't we signing off right now?
Yeah, they're in the middle of it, I think. Just want to make sure you're gonna abandon me at the end.
That's all, folks. What do you want from me? I don't know what you want to say. What, do you have any parting wisdom?
Yes. So, apparently a cat should be referred to as a house cat when we're talking about would you rather or deal breaker
scenarios. But when I hear house cat, I think of like a really cool black guy. I don't know why.
That's what you... We didn't talk about an alley cat. Like,
no,
that's like a...
Why is that an alley cat?
That's just...
Fuck? Now you sound racist.
No, like, not at all.
Me, it's like, hey, that dude's a house cat. You know what I mean? And then it's just like, no. What does that mean? It's like, not tough.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, that's the like, alley cat, dude. That dude's
I'm
all
trying to think of
in
not,
the bowling alley,
I'm trying
dude.
To think of a not a tough black guy that listens to this.
Not a tough black guy?
I can't think of one.
That listens to this?
Yeah.
Not a tough black guy?
Like a... Who's the guy from Family Matters?
Like Urkel?
Did I do? Yeah, there you go. That's a house cat. Supposedly, in how I understand the slang. As a generic-ass white dude.
Someone who made up the slang.
I don't think so. I think that's a term.
I don't think so.
Okay, well.
I guess that's it.
Definitely though. More in touch with the streets than you are.
Well, I don't know
boy.
About that. What did you call me?
MAGA boy.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm from the streets in Lawton, son. You don't know my life.
We both are, fool.
Blood gang. What's not really. I'm not at all. I've never been a part of any gang.
No. Me either.
Maybe high glucose gang. diabetes gang. Fucking.
It's all good. Yeah. Heavyweight gang, dude. Don't worry about it.
We're going to stay heavyweights. I'm trying. I'm losing weight, but it's not as fast as I need it to be.
Oh, I agree. It's not good.
It's not good at all. Fuck you, Wes.
Until next time, maybe we'll be down another pound and a half next week.
Less hate, less weight. Let's go, boy. We'll be right back.